Dave's World. Dave's World. If we don't let him do it, he gets ratty.
Right, Dave's World time. You'll probably have seen headlines around in the last little while about the fact that we're going to have a Jaws episode in Irish seas because the temperatures are rising and as a result, we're going to see a massive influx of sharks. Well, is that actually true or what is going on? Well, to enlighten us on the subject, we've got a Dave's World special with a shark expert. He's Dr. Ken Collins. He's a senior research fellow for the Ocean and Earth Science at the University of Southampton. And he's the man responsible for the research that has led us to this news that sharks are going to invade Irish and UK waters. And he's on the phone to have a chat to us now. Dr. Ken Collins, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm splendid.
Good. We're seeing some sensational headlines that, you know, the new Steven Spielberg Jaws movie could be shot and they're in the seas of Ireland. Is that what it is? Is it people taking a small bit of information and seeing what the kind of sexy, salacious bit is and running with it? Or are we genuinely going to see bigger sharks arriving around our waters?
To be honest, we would not notice a difference.
Right.
This has sort of gone crazy. But it's that time of year anyway. So, yeah, I mean, we have about 40 species of sharks around UK Irish waters anyway.
Right.
And there's nothing coming in which are sort of radically different from what we have already.
Okay, so the stuff that we've kind of seen that has kind of woken us up is like, you know, man-eating sharks to arrive. Is that realistic here, or are we just going to get smaller sharks that we already see or bigger ones that aren't man-eaters?
No, well, you know, I mean, my take on things is simply, yes, the world, the seas are changing with climate change, and maybe you get 10 more species, maybe 20. All I did was say, right, what do we have on the coasts of Spain and Portugal now?
Yeah.
So just a small shift and we'll see them. But, you know, it's not something that will happen overnight. You know, you'll get the odd one appearing.
Yeah.
And, you know, whether it gets noticed or not is another question. Because, you know, I mean, sharks on the whole live underwater.
Most people
are totally unaware of them.
And how are we treating sharks at the moment as a species? Are we looking after them, or are we still treating them particularly badly?
Appallingly.
Really?
I mean, my other point, along with this, which has sort of been missed by the folks who want to make a big sensation out of it, is that, okay, in the future, we may have more different types of sharks. But against that is, I suspect there'll be, no, I'm confident that there'll be less big sharks in total, because globally, we're killing sharks faster than they can reproduce.
Right.
And so the global population of sharks is declining. And one big reason is for shark fin soup going to Southeast Asia. So they're either caught deliberately, just for their fins, or they get caught accidentally and the fins are used or just thrown away. But the other insidious problem is plastics and pollution in the ocean.
Yeah.
And the Blue Planet series woke everybody up to the problems of plastic pollution. And you know, sharks as top predators, yeah, they absorb all the rubbish that everything down the line has taken in during their lives.
Of course,
and so they're particularly in danger from pollutants.
And I mean, they are incredible creatures, and they're very important as well for the kind of underwater ecosystem. As you said, they're the top predators. I did get a tweet yesterday from a chap called Sco Riley, who said that he thought I might like this because I like facts for Dave's World, of course. But he said sharks are older than dinosaurs, and even more amazing, sharks are older than trees.
Yeah, certainly older than the dinosaurs. I mean, they really are incredible. I mean, they're just beautiful. I never forget the first time I really saw big sharks on the Great Barrier Reef in Australia. I was, you know, 30 years ago, or, you know, I was just diving underwater. It was just magic. My jaw dropped and my breathing regulator just dropped out of my mouth. You know, I was just you know, captivated by that moment. And, you know, I mean, they are wonderful creatures, and I spent Easter in Galapagos with hundreds of hammerhead sharks bigger than me. and it's just a truly wonderful creatures.
Yeah, I've been lucky enough to swim just with like little reef sharks when I was on my honeymoon in the Maldives. Yeah. But I mean, that was an incredible situation as well. And that was just a tourist doing tourist things, you know?
Oh, I mean, doesn't matter what size they are. You know, they, in the same way that we should have regard for lions and tigers and wolves, we should have the same concern for sharks, you know?
Hear, hear. Couldn't agree more. Well, look, we know that your research was partly for Nat Geo Wild's Shark Fest, so we look forward to seeing that and learning more about these incredible creatures. Dr. Ken Collins, Senior Research Fellow, Ocean and Earth Science at the University of Southampton, thank you so much for talking to us this morning.
A pleasure.